I have four people going to come up this morning, and they're going to sit at the table. Can I have you three, Carly? Can I have you come up, please? Thank you. We're gathering around our tables pretty soon, right? Who likes Thanksgiving dinner? I know me and Elaine were talking before church. We're like, okay, I love Thanksgiving. I love turkey. I like dressing. It shows I like it. All right. But I'd like to challenge you to do something different in your family this year, all right? I would like you to go around the table, and if you've never done it, stop and ask them what they're thankful for, all right? We're going to pass the mic around. What are you thankful for this year?
Food.
Okay. All right, that was a big one. All right. What are you thankful for this year?
My family and friends.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. All right. You thankful?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you thankful for?
We actually got 30 kids at the Mifflin Good News Club this year, which is a pretty big one.
Awesome. Awesome. And what are you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for life.
All right.
Being alive.
Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. All right, you guys can all go sit down, all right? So when you're gathering around this year, take a quick moment and start asking, what are you thankful for? It's okay, right? Have that moment. You'll never get these moments back, right? Also, you can also dial in on some things. What are we thankful for Thanksgiving this year? Is it one more year with your family? Is it the roof over your head? Maybe it's the shoes on your feet. Maybe it's the clothes on your back. Maybe it's the air in your lungs. Maybe you're thankful for your job, or maybe you're thankful for your career. Maybe it's the freedom that we live in this country. Amen? I'm thankful for our country. I'm thankful for my freedom. Maybe God gave you natural-born talents, and you're really thankful for those. Be thankful and blessed for those. Maybe you're a parent, and you're thankful for your children. Maybe you're thankful to be a dog mom or dad, right? Maybe you're thankful to be a cat mom or dad, right? Okay, some of you all like that. Maybe you're thankful for the sunny days. Some of you like the cloudy days. Maybe some of you love the snow, and you're thankful that the snow is coming. Don't talk to me if you like that, okay? That is not what I'm looking forward to, is shoveling my driveway. Maybe you're thankful for all the family coming in this year. Maybe you got people coming in, and you're thankful for the holidays. Maybe you're that person who likes to take that couple days and say, thank you, Lord, it's going to be a quiet day around the house. Amen? Be thankful in everything. At the end, we can say everyone, every person has something to be thankful for. Amen? Psalms 136. This is a psalms about Thanksgiving. It's what we're going to be preaching about this morning. This psalm retells the story of the Exodus and the journey to find the promised land. Exodus 136 explains God's steadfast love for his people and his mercy that never fails. And I want to tell you this morning, God has a steadfast love today. Amen? Amen. And I want to also tell you, he never failed you. Maybe you came in a little depressed today or a little weary. I see some weariness out there. Okay, don't worry. God's got this. There was a song in like 1989 or 1990, year I went to kindergarten. It said, don't worry. Thank you. I was getting ready to be like, his girl, leave me hanging. Don't worry, be happy. God's got this under control. We got a lot to be thankful for this morning. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. We're going to look at Ezra 3:11. And I read out of the NLT. So if you got your phone out and you want to follow along with me on there, but if you got your Bible, hey, praise the Lord. All right. Ezra 3:23. We're going to do a lot of reading in the Bible this morning, okay? With praise and thanks, they sang a song to the Lord. I like this. He is good. He is good. His faithful love for Israel endures forever. Can we say amen to that? Amen. Now, I'd like to say this to you, and I'm going to put this in Matt Parsons' language, in the book of Matt. All right? I think if we could rewrite that to fit us, with praise and thanks. Mission point, sang a song to the Lord today. Amen? He is so good. His faithful love for Mission Point, it endures forever. Amen? He ain't never left us yet. Amen? He ain't left us all alone. He hasn't left with you what? Always. Let's pray, and we're going to get into this message this morning. Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we love you. We thank you for your divine purpose, Lord. We thank you for a Thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you for my crazy family. Amen? I thank you for... I sometimes have played the crazy person in that part, but thank you, Lord, that family loves me. Thank you, God, for my church family. I thank you, God, when we open up the doors here, Lord, that people came to get fed this morning. Lord, I came with my cup lifted up this morning that you'd fill it up this morning. Lord, as we sing a lot of these hymns this morning, it brought back a lot of wonderful memories of my childhood. Thank you, God. I thank you, God, Lord, that your love is so greater than any tongue could ever tell. We thank you for that this morning. Praise you, Lord, for what you're doing in this moment. Lord, we are not saved by emotions, but God, I thank you this morning that we can feel your Holy Spirit in our church house. Thank you, God, for what you do. And Lord, we pray, Lord, if someone is lost and does not know you, that they'd find you this morning. Maybe someone is struggling. I pray, Lord, that they'd find you and come to the altar today. We love you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated this morning. We're going to be looking at Psalms 136. And we're going to start here in 1 through 3. And the first part of my message is God, give thanks to God for his person. Let's look at this. Verses 1 through 3. It says this. Give thanks to God, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His faithful love what? Endures forever. This is a call to worship. Verses 1 through 3 is a call to worship. Psalms 136 starts out with a command for us to praise God. When we encounter God and we praise God, we are giving him thanks. Maybe you just need to praise him this morning. In return, when we praise God and we worship God, he expresses his steadfast love for us, and it endures forever. Amen? It endures forever. Matthew 20 states this, teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, what does it say, even to the end of the age. You know, I kind of feel like, give me one second here. I feel like we're living in those last ages, amen? When you turn on your TV, you look at the media, you look around town, you see things are happening, you kind of feel like you're living in that last age time frame. We're living in Matthew 28:20 this morning. But friends, I'm going to tell you, we have to go tell people about Jesus. When you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, he's with you always. Christ never, ever leaves you. Isn't that the blessing of eternal security, is that he never leaves you? Is that you really are eternally saved? He is with you always into the end of the ages. God's redeeming love never fails you. He never fails you. Can I tell you, men, women, humans do what? They fail us. I don't care who they are, what pastor they are, what president, what preacher, what teacher, what politician, they will fail you. Who doesn't fail? God. Who should we set our eyes on this morning? God. Who doesn't fail you? Jesus Christ. He will never, ever fail you. We should be praising God this morning for an eternal covenant-keeping God that he is. He is eternal. He loves us. Give thanks to God for his power. Verses 4-9, and it says this: give thanks to God, who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever, and I believe he does mighty miracles today. Give thanks to him who made the heaven so skillfully. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who placed the earth among the waters. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the heavenly lights. His faithful love endures forever. The sun to rule the earth. His faithful love endures forever. And the moon and the stars to rule the night. You see, his faithful love endures forever. Verses 4-9 focuses on giving God thanks for his power and his wisdom over the universe. You see, there is a word in that we like to use. It's called God is immutable. What does that mean? He's never changing. You see, God don't change, no. And I want to explain this to you this morning. God is immutable. That means he's never changing. His essence, his presence, his character, and his purpose for you has never changed. God's power can never increase, but also at the same time, praise God, it can never decrease. He holds all power, all authority in his hands, not your hands. You say, well, I've got the vision for Mission Point. No, you don't. God's got the vision for Mission Point. Amen? Have you been praying? I have to ask you that this morning. God has the answers. He has the answers. He doesn't grow in power. We were walking one day. Me and Elaine were walking one day. And I was like, I need to share this with you. He's immutable. And we just kind of like, he don't change in power. He doesn't change. Who changes? We do. Christians are so flaky. Amen? We change with the water. I'm mad. I'm doing this. I don't care. No, stop. Be steadfast this morning. And we have to endure. His love will do what? Endure to the end. God wants us to endure to the end. Hebrews 13:8 says this. It's one of my favorite verses. It says, Christ, Jesus Christ is the same. Here we go. Yesterday, today, and forever. He is not changing. He's not changing. He loves you. God's power works like this. God has a promise. He's not a promise-breaking God. He's a promise-keeping God. That means God makes reliable promises. Amen? Count on him. Count on him. We used to have this thing that was on TV. We used to say, count on me. No, don't do that. Count on Jesus Christ. He's going to get you through the hardest times. Count on Jesus when your family's messed up. Count on Jesus when you're in the hospital. Count on Jesus when your finances aren't going right. Count on Jesus when you've messed up and you know you need to get back home. Count on him. He will get you where you need to be. Amen? Don't count on the world out there. The world will lead you astray. Count on him. And I need you to really focus in on that this morning. We focus in on a lot of different things, but this morning, I need you to focus in on Jesus Christ. Count on him. He'll bring you through the hardest times. He'll bring you through the worst days, and he'll give you peace of mind. God gives you a steadfast foundation. I want to really bring into this morning. We are trying to build our own Ephesuses here on earth. Can I tell you, when we build something on our own doing, it will do what? Crumble. But when we build a foundation on Jesus Christ, it's a steadfast foundation. We can build. If he is the chief cornerstone, then we need to keep him as the chief cornerstone. There's no other way you need to build your house. Maybe you're a young couple and maybe you're going to have children. Maybe you're dating. Can I tell you where you need to start your relationship with Jesus Christ? Make him first, young people. You want to have a relationship and a marriage someday? You need to intertwine Jesus Christ into your relationship. Maybe you're middle-aged and maybe you've been married for a while and you're like, man, my marriage is not real good. I would ask you to incorporate Jesus into that marriage, amen? Don't box him in, just bring him into 7 days a week. And God, it has a trustworthy character because he's all-knowing and he's all-powerful. His power is perfect and it's unchanging. It's perfect. It's unchanging. It's unwavering. I love those words, is that he doesn't fail. Give thanks to God for his purpose. Do you know God has purpose? Do you know this morning you have purpose? You're like, oh, I really shouldn't have got out of bed this morning. I could have slept in. We all could have. Amen. If this was a Sunday I wanted to pick for sleeping in, this would have been a great one. Can I tell you, I don't want to miss what God can do in our church. Amen. I don't want to miss what God can do. Let's look at verse 10. Give thanks to him who killed the firstborn of Egypt. I know it sounds a little sketchy, okay? His faithful love, what? Endures forever. We're talking about Moses. All right, let's go back to them. Remember what happened here. Remember what happened when they had to do the Exodus. Remember the firstborn was killed. They thanked God for that. He brought Israel out of Egypt. His faithful love, what? Endures forever. He acted with a strong hand and a strong arm. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who parted the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. He led Israel safely through. His faithful love endures forever. But he hurled Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. Can I tell you what he'll do with your enemies? Can I tell you what he'll do? He'll take care of it. What are we supposed to do? You put it into whose hands? God's hands. You put that into God's hands. Give thanks to him who led his people through the wilderness. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who struck down mighty kings. His faithful love endures forever. He killed powerful kings. His faithful love endures forever. Forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, his faithful love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, his faithful love endures forever. God gave the land of the kings as an inheritance. His faithful love endures forever. A special possession to his servant Israel. His faithful love endures forever. You see, verses 10 through 15 are focusing on the exodus of Egypt, and 17 through 22 are the defeat of the Canaanite king. God is strategic. Focus in on that this morning. He's strategic. We think we have it all figured out, don't we? Sometimes we think we have it all figured out. No, we don't. God has bigger plans. If we would go to God and ask God for the direct plans, he would give us the exact plans. Amen. He'd help you build your home. He'd help you purchase your car. He'd help you with your financial situation. Amen. If you'd only but go to him, God is never random. God is never random. How the earth was created, never random. Amen? How he aligned the stars and the sky was never random. God doesn't create something and just say, let's see what happens. Amen? God just doesn't say, let's just shuffle it up and see. Poof, throw it out there and see if it happens today. That's not God. God is strategic. He doesn't just roll around like dice, throw it out on out there. No, God took time creating you. You are his masterpiece this morning. I am part of his masterpiece. Everybody through this church, all the way through the foyer, all the way through the back, where the kids are, they are masterpiece of God. Amen. God created you with purpose. Jesus is extremely strategic. And in this very house today, he is very strategic. Matthew 28, 16 through 20 says this. Going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When he saw them, they worshiped him. But some of them doubted. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all what? Nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this. I am with you always, and where are we at? Even to the end of the ages. As believers in Jesus Christ, Jesus is strategic on what we should be doing. Amen? What are we supposed to be doing? We have a roadmap. Going out and doing what? Go tell. If you are saved and baptized and God has brought you out of the world, you are to have a voice to go out and share the gospel. Amen? Have you talked to anybody in 2025 about Jesus? I need to ask you that this morning. In 2025, have you led someone to the Lord? If not, okay. Let's work on 2026, amen? Let's work on 2026. Maybe this was the year you're like, things were not great. Okay, let's start working on it. We can start. You say, well, Over the years, I've had people come up to me and say, hey, Pastor Matt, would you go lead that person to the Lord? No, God's asking you, go. Go. God has deployed the church, amen? He wants us to go out into the highways, into the byways, into what? Do what? Bring them in. It's our job. God wants us to go to them. As believers, we are called to be the light of the world. If we are saved, we are set apart from the world. God has given us all authority in heaven and on earth to make disciples. He's strategic about what he wants done. Now, give thanks to God for his provision. I'm so glad that God takes care of me. Amen. I'm so glad that in my weakness and in my humanity and in my infinite powerlessness, amen, he loves me. I want you to know that the creator of the universe this morning loves you. He's made provisions for you. Let's look at 23. He remembered us in our weakness. Amen. His faithful love endures forever. I think that's one of the most beautiful verses, that he remembered us in our weakness. Has he remembered you in your weakness this Thanksgiving? The turkey caught on fire. All right? The mashed potatoes are really runny. Someone burnt the biscuits. Praise the Lord, you didn't lose your witness, amen. Everything didn't show up on time. Maybe your refrigerator went out. Maybe something happened. You're like, what am I going to do today? He remembers us in our weaknesses. Doesn't he? He remembers us in our weaknesses. He saved us from all of our enemies. His faithful love endures forever. He gives food to every living thing. His faithful love endures forever. You know, this church has some of the best cooks out there. Amen? He must really love us. He must really love us because y'all can cook pretty good. His faithful love endures forever at Mission Point because we got some good cooks here. Give thanks to God in heaven above. His faithful love endures forever. You see, God has made provision for us this morning. He knows we're going to mess up. Amen? He knows you're going to mess up. He knows that you're going to have enemies in your life. But even though he knows that we have all these problems, and he knows that we have flaws, we sing this song in church, "There's a roof up above me, and I've a good place to sleep." I love that. "There's food on my table." I like this part. "And there's shoes on my feet. And you gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. And thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me." I like this part. "I don't have much money, and these clothes, they're not new. I don't have, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see. And thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me." Amen? Man, that's powerful. Man who wrote that song was an alcoholic. He owned a junkyard. No one wanted him. And when he got saved, he thanked God for the little bit he had. He sat down and wrote that song. Maybe this morning you don't have a palace. Praise God for you today. I want you to know that God will meet you right where you are. Maybe you don't have a 401k. Maybe you spin it all up. Y'all, God still loves you. Maybe you have medical bills that you can't unexplain. God still loves you this morning. Maybe you came in here this morning and your heart is beating out of your chest because you need to know a Savior who loves you. I want to explain to you this morning, when it's cold out, that God will meet you right here. You don't even have to come down to this altar. God can meet you right in your pew this morning. He knows all about you today. Charlotte, I'm going to have you come and play for me this morning. I want us to stand across the congregation. Maybe you just need to come and pray today and spend a little bit of time with Jesus. Maybe you just need to thank him for all of his goodness in your life. This be a good day to pray. I'm going to pray and then we'll have an altar call here. Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we love you. Lord, you're so good to us. You're so steadfast to us. And your mercy is ageless and it escapes time. But God, Lord, we thank you for the moment that we're in right now. And Lord, that we might be found faithful. And dear God, Lord, we know that we are sinners that are saved by grace. And in our flawless human bodies, would you help us this morning? Would you help us? God, would you speak to people in the silence? Maybe it's this buzzing in their head and they can't get that out. Lord, would you speak to that this morning? Speak to them. Maybe this message went over someone's head, but God, would you speak to them right now? We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.